But we just finished a big segment on the Kentucky Derby. It was won by the favorite, Always Dreaming. And joining us now live here on the ticket via satellite from Churchill Downs, where he is resting and celebrating, is the winner, Always Dreaming. Come in, Always Dreaming. Do you have us?
Hey, old Dan down there.
Hey. Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right, man.
Well, congratulations.
Hey, thank you. You know, Bodemeister, he's my daddy.
Uh-huh.
He didn't win no derby, and he was a runner-up in the derby, and I won the freaking thing. Can you believe it?
Well, yeah, I guess we can. You were the favorite going in.
Yeah, I was wearing like a t-shirt under my saddle that said, Unfinished Business. That's what it was to my family. That's what it was.
You want it for your dad.
I want it for my daddy. God rest his soul.
I think he's still alive and he's still a stud, isn't he?
Yeah, but we don't have words.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
He didn't do my mama right.
Oh.
When they put him out to stud, he didn't do my mom right.
Oh, because he studded some other horses too, I guess.
A lot of infidelity.
I think that's just how it goes, Always Dreaming.
That's what he's trying to sell her on, but she's having none of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's your future now that you've won the Kentucky Derby. Congratulations.
Yeah, what up? Raise that roof.
We read that you're from Florida.
Damn straight, I'm from Florida.
And I guess you had a lot of racing success down there, and I guess that's why you were the favorite going into this.
Oh, man. D.D.W. won, like, everything down here. Everything.
Really? Like what?
I won the Mickey Mouse 500.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like an auto race. That's
Disney
not a
Mickey Mouse 500. It's a long race, I'm telling you. I won the Tim Tebow Invitational.
That is not a horse race.
Well, it's a golf/horse race. We do
that's
both.
Weird. Very weird.
It's an odd event. I'm hoping they move that derby down here. I'd like to win that Kentucky Derby down here in the Florida Panhandle.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen.
You never know, man. You never know. You got to be a dreamer like me.
See, he's a dreamer.
Dreaming.
He has big dreams. Yeah.
Always dreaming. Like the other day, I was in traffic, and I'm sitting there at a stoplight, and, you know, sitting there in my Miata. And I got to thinking, you know, why has no one ever combined the best of an outhouse with the best of a helicopter and make like a hovering crapper that you can like do your business in flying all over town.
So you really are always dreaming. You're
always
dreaming up something.
Always scheming.
This is the
you like that, don't you? The big one, he likes that.
Yeah.
This is the Kentucky Derby winner, Always Dreaming, with us here via satellite. So you got two more races. You know, you're one third of the way to the Triple Crown.
Easy. Oh. Done.
Whoa. Okay.
Done.
I have motivation.
Yeah? What's your motivation?
Well, like, everyone knew I was going to win that derby.
Yeah?
Except for Norm Hitches, who I think is on a station there in Dallas.
Yeah, he's on our station.
Yeah. Anyway, I think Norm picked, like, Three-Legged or McCracken or Swayback or one of them horses.
I think it was McCracken.
McCracken, that's right. That's right. Big guy got it right there. And that really gave me motivation to go out there and prove myself. My trainer was like, you're slacking off, Always Dreaming. You're not training hard.
Yeah.
Then I heard that fantasy call by Norm, and I started training my ass off.
That was Friday.
Right.
One day before?
12 hours of punching meat at a meat packing thing. I ran all the way up the steps in Philadelphia.
I mean,
I trained so hard. Caught a chicken. Out in the yard. And after that, I won the derby. Won it easily. Now, just to show Norm, because I took that audio of that fantasy call.
Yeah.
And somehow I thumbtacked it up in the horse locker room. I tacked it up to the billboard. where everyone could see that I had audio tape up there.
Right.
Of Norm's fantasy call.
Yeah.
I'm going to get these other two jewels.
Are you?
I'm getting them.
Wow, you Triple sound crown. Determined.
And I'm getting them jewels, and I'm shoving them right up Norm's ass.
Now, come on. You don't have to get violent. That's just Norm's opinion.
He didn't. Hey, I race with a little bit more weight than other horses because I got a chip on my shoulder and a Mexican on my ass when I run.
You're speaking about John Velasquez, your jockey. Yeah.
That's right,
some
my
call
jockey.
Him a jockey, yeah.
And I put a chip up there too, so it's a little more weight. But,
okay.
You know, hey, you guys, how the Dolphins do in the draft? How you guys grade them out?
Oh, yeah, you're from Florida. I guess
I don't know. I guess
fan.
They did okay.
You think this Tannehill thing's gonna work out? I don't know about him, man.
I don't know about him either.
Y'all got to get down here and get some of these hybrid Florida striped bass, man.
Oh, yeah?
You throw anything in Lake Fork with a line attached to it, you're going to pull up something bigger than a truck tire worth of bass.
Your Fisher horse.
It is unbelievable. Y'all like Petty?
Yeah, Petty. We like Tom Petty.
Yeah,
sure.
Petty's from Florida, man.
That's right.
I love that. Don't back down.
Look, always dreaming. I guess we're going to have to let you go.
Man, I got nothing but time. I can hang out, do several segments with you. David Moore coming up. What do we got?
Not today.
All right.
All right. Well, hey, congratulations. That's pretty awesome.
Hey,
Kentucky Derby.
Congratulations to you on the whole senior source deal.
Thanks for coming
right. And hey, Help Supply Company. Don't forget them.
Don't forget them. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Where's old Gordo?
I don't know. I don't know where he is. All right, there he is, always dreaming from Churchill Downs, live via satellite.